What's hot in the strip clubs? Your hosts, the 2016 and 2017 recipients of the Exotic Dancer Publications DJ of the Year Award, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
We are back with another episode of Behind the Curtain. This is a What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. I am Danny Myers on this particular series. Alon Fong and I are doing these individually, so he is not here with us today. I have been going through the Exotic Dancer Invitational contestants. If you haven't caught any of the other ones, they're all at whatshotitsc.com. Exotic Dancer Invitational, that is the showgirl competition. And this is bringing the best showgirls from all over the world all together in a couple locations this year. I have got a chance to go, well, I'm not there, but I am interviewing in Canada a lovely feature named Sierra. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing this afternoon?
I am doing good. Now, you're on the west side of Canada, correct?
And that is correct. It's the rain coast.
The rain coast?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, tell me, now, you have been performing for a while, just not in the States. So, I mean, you've been featuring for a while, not necessarily just in the States, correct?
I started featuring within the last year. I've been performing across Canada for the last, about 6 years now. I started late 2017, but I ended up getting my first feature booking in Thunder Bay, Ontario in October of 2021.
Very good. Yeah, I was talking to a mutual friend of ours today before I called you. I said I had to get some scoop, you know, Rachel Revolver. And she says, okay, well, you got to ask her about her Simpsons show. So tell me about your Simpsons feature show.
Okay, so I did my first couple competitions back here in British Columbia back in, I think, like 2018, 2019. And for some weird reason, I kind of had, like, I've always been a Simpsons fanatic, and I kind of love those very niche kind of themed shows. And I was like, oh, wouldn't it be funny if I did, like, a sexy Marge Simpson show? And at that time, I had just done a Ninja Turtles show that I called Ratchet Raphael.
Oh.
So fast forward to many years later, 2021, I was like, Kate, this is the year that I'm actually going to start doing a bunch of competitions. What do I want to do? And for some weird reason, that was the one that I was stuck on. So I called my my costume designer, and I was like, how do you feel about doing a Marge Simpson costume? And she was like, you know what? Hell yeah. Yeah. So we ended up doing it up, and I actually performed it for the first time in Thunder Bay, and I got such a good response from it. And it's honestly one of Thunder Bay's favorite shows. Every time the club performs at the club requests it, I come in and the bar is full, and I'm just always like, oh my God, you guys just love this. And then I did my first competition with it for Miss Nude Winnipeg, and I ended up getting a most entertaining show.
Yeah.
So that was my first 2022 competition. So that was pretty fun. And then I ended up actually bringing that one down to Vegas during Expo and doing that for the Miss Nude USA, Miss Exotic USA competition. So I got first runner up for Newcomer of the Year with that one.
Well, I got to say that just thinking about a Simpsons show, because so many feature shows are so directed at one particular age group. And I mean, everybody knows The Simpsons, whether you're, you know, 21 or 81, you know who The Simpsons are. And you've at least seen several episodes. So I think that
it's always the most gratifying thing, like seeing the look on people's faces when the music starts. Because when I come out, I have this trap remix version of like The Simpsons intro. So that's really fun. And then it goes into the Daft Punk Kanye West Stronger, but it's the Do the Bartman.
Yeah, I know that one.
Yeah, so like Do the Bartman with the whole Daft Punk kind of music behind it. And then I have a couple other like Simpsons remix songs. And then it'll just go into a couple classic EDM tracks to kind of slow things down to do like a paint show or something. And then it'll always end. I have some in there. So it'll always end with like the Chesty LaRue, Busty St. Clair quote. And then I have a trap version of The Simpsons exit. So I try and make it like it's a whole episode kind of thing. And it's definitely one of my more favorite shows to perform.
And I also hear that you are very good at fire performance. Is that true?
Well, thank you. I do love my fire shows. When I did fire at Miss Nude World this year, I actually was able to take home in my division best fire show. So I was really proud of that. So I do a lot of body trailing. I do fire eating. I actually breathe fire. I'll hold fire in my mouth. I have flaming titty tassels.
Flaming titty tassels. Okay. Tell me about, you got my interest. What's a flaming titty tassel?
So basically, you know, like regular burlesque titty tassels, same concept, but they got the little Kevlar wicks at the bottom of it. So, you know, you up and then you shake them around and you got your little boobies on fire.
Yeah. Now, okay, I can't wait to meet you.
Okay,
and then I heard one more bit of scoop about you from our mutual friend, Rachel Revolver, and that is your tongue.
Yes, I have a split tongue. I've had it for about 3 years now. It's my fun little party trick I like to pull out from time to time.
Yes, and I have seen some split tongues before, but you do some gosh, how can I say it's creative things with your tongue. Like, you know, I just saw right before we started recording here that, I mean, you can like move the left side and the right side individually and up and down and all that
stuff. Make them clap and stuff.
You can make, okay. So how do you train your tongue to clap?
It's honestly like such a like weird and unique thing. It was just kind of like, so for the first 5 days there were stitches in there, so all I could do is like kind of stick it out and make it kind of move, you know, in and out. And then once the stitches were out and it was fully healed, I was just kind of, you know, you make your tongue like the little cylinder like you would normally make it, but now it's two, so the muscles are able to move individually.
I'm trying to, if you guys could only see the video of this show. But you can see this split tongue when she performs at the Exotic Dancer Invitational, which is going to be, you're going to be performing at the East Pony Clubs, which is May 24th, 25th, 26th at Huntsville, Alabama, and you are going to be there. And you guys will get a chance to see this tongue and see the things she can do, some of the things that she can do with with her tongue. Okay, Sierra, so we talked a little bit ago earlier about music. We talked about EDM music and things. So I'm a little curious about your favorite artist. What's on your playlist? Do you prefer EDM? Do you like anything else? Give me some ideas here.
So a lot of times I'll do some daytime and early dinner shows. When I do those early dinner shows and like the lunchtime shows, I try and tailor it to the crowd. So it's typically like more of an older crowd. So I'll try to do more of like a rock, kind of like Rob Zombie, like kind of show. And then for like dinner time or for like the nighttime clubs, like they don't really typically like metal as much. So I always try and keep it towards like the more hip hop. I prefer 90s hip hop. I find nowadays a lot of music is really short. It's only like 2 minute tracks or something like that. So I typically try and stick with the older stuff because it's 4.5 minutes and we have to be on stage for about 18 minutes. I'll do EDM remixes of a lot of like Missy Elliott, or I have a couple of really good arithmetic songs that I am obsessed with right now, that are EDM remixes. I love this artist right now called Troy Boy. He's got he's got some really good songs that I love vibing to at work. So I'll always sit there and I'll search for a long period of time to find really good remixes that I haven't heard before and that aren't really popping up into the club as much.
Yeah, that is really cool. And you, being from Canada, I have to ask you, because I know you had talked earlier about the person I just interviewed a couple days ago, which was Justice. So you know Justice?
I do know Justice. Back in the day, I used to watch her perform at the club called Brandy's. And then I think it was like February 2017. It was like the Taboo sex show, and I did like some little mini poll competition, and Justice was like one of the judges, and I remember hunting her down and being like, hey Justice, do you have any like pointers for like an aspiring dancer? And she just flat out looked at me and she's like, I can see it in you. She's like, but you got to figure out what direction you want to go in, if you want to be a feature or if you want to be like an everyday kind of dancer. She's like, because I can see that spark in you. She's like, so if you're going to feature, she's like, figure out what you're good at, figure out what your niche is, and go in that direction. So when I started dancing, I kind of went into that mentality of like, I'm going to be a feature. And like, I've seen her and Janine and a bunch of other Canadian girls like do competitions throughout the years. And that was always kind of like the back of like my mindset. I'm like, I'm going to go and I'm going to do these competitions and, you know, I'm going to do well. And it's actually kind of like a, almost like a dream come true kind of getting invited to EDIs. Cause it's like, I've watched girls for so many years get invited. So I was just kind of like, when Chris messaged me, I was like, thank you.
Yeah, very nice. So you're going to be performing in the Starlet division because you are new to the EDIs, and but you're coming into it with a little bit of an experience. So that could help you quite a bit there. Back with more from Sierra in just a sec.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Pantheon. Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus meal plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
Hey folks, Stefan Shirazi and Renee Richardson here from the Metallica Report.
And we are proud members of the Pantheon podcast family, where the best of music and podcasts unite.
We've got something pretty cool for you. We're giving away an exclusive Metallica merch package worth over $250.
That's a whole lot of scary guys, skulls, M72, and other sought-after Metallica swag. And we've made it easy for you to win. Follow and share the Metallica Report, and you're in the game. Go to pantheonpodcast.com/Metallica, enter your email, and hit that button to be entered to win.
And just like that, you're eligible for our monthly exclusive Metallica merch package.
And guess what, rockers? You can enter every month, so just do it. And while we love our global brothers and sisters, the lawyers won't let us ship outside the U.S.
Hey, welcome back to Behind the Curtain, a What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. Today, we are talking to feature performer Sierra. Are you going to tell me what you're going to be performing at the EDIs, or do you keep your shows top secret?
I honestly, at this point in time, am unsure what show I'm going to do. I do know that there's a good chance that I have two competitions to do up in Canada before I even enter doing EDIs. So I have a couple shows that I'm going to whittle around with in the competitions up here and see what I kind of vibe with the most. The last competition I did, so Miss Nude World, I ended up doing like my pimp hustler show. I ended up getting a really good response out of it because of the music selections. I had, you know, Missy Elliott remixes, like I said, the Arithmetix remixes and stuff like that. So I find a lot of people like those kind of throwbacks. But yeah, I have a couple things in the works right now, and I just honestly haven't decided what I'm going to do yet.
Yeah, well, some people don't decide till they get there, so that's not bad. Now, I want to ask you the difference between Canada and United States. I know in the United States there are some areas of the United States that will not let you do a fire show because of insurance regulations and things like that. I know in Ohio where I'm at, you know, we've got, you know, no, we cannot even think about doing a fire show. Do you find that to be, is that the same in Canada where some places you can and some places you can't?
Yeah, there are definitely some clubs that are very much like, okay, as long as you give them a pre-warning. So like security or someone can be there with like fire extinguishers. Other clubs, they are very strict and very anti-fire, which is fine. Like I have other things in my arsenal that I can pull out and do. So I prefer and I love doing my fire shows, and that's kind of like I like playing with fire. That's my little medium.
Yeah.
But I find that in the States though, it's a lot less likely of a chance that you are able to do fire than being able to. So that's the kind of disappointing thing. Mm-hmm. Is like not all of the competitions, like EDI and stuff, you know, I have to do something completely different out of my zone because I can't do fire over mm-hmm. there, and then there's no aerials as well. So it's definitely going to be a little bit of a different kind of vibe to the show. But I'm excited for the challenge.
Yeah. I was talking to an owner of a strip club in Ohio, my home state, one time, and they said that their insurance company actually told them, it made them sign an additional piece of paper that said, I understand mm-hmm. I will not have any type of fire show, open flame type shows in my club. And he had to absolutely say, yes, I understand this. It's not like the fine print and a little bit of the rider. So that's just an insurance thing. And I was curious. So I'm glad you answered that.
Yeah, I was very fortunate because at like Miss Nude World at, I think it was Deja Vu Tampa, I was allowed to do fire. So I lit the poles up on fire, lit the stage up on fire, lit everything on fire. I was like, let's do it.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. I can't wait to see you perform. If you want to get more information about all the contestants that are there, Exotic Dancer Publications, the EDI's website is theedis.com, theedis.com. So if you say the EDI's, yeah, there's two E's back to back in there. I can't wait to see your show. I'm going to give you a chance to plug your social medias here.
Okay, so my Instagram right now is Sierra, Ciara, Hempseed, Hempseed. I have an OnlyFans, and it would be sierraexotics.com. And then right now, my Twitter, because I keep getting banned off Twitter, they don't like my butt.
Oh.
For some weird reason. But right now, my Twitter is also Sierra Exotics. So, yeah.
Yes, I saw your Twitter yesterday because I was I got through there and you tagged me. You said, I get to interview with Danny Myers. I'm like, oh, cool. I screenshotted it. I'll save it.
I was like, yay, excited. I'm like, excited, nervous, all the things.
Yes.
But it was great.
So again, the EDI East, where you will be performing, is May 24th, 25th, 26th, Huntsville, Alabama. The EDI West is going to be at the Bucks Clubs in Dallas, Texas, April 19th, 20th, 21st. I do need to throw a quick disclaimer that I do not work for EDI or Exotic Dancer Publications. I am just a fan of feature performances, and I am a fan of the EDIs. I go to as many of those as I can, but I don't want anybody to think that the EDI is putting me up to doing this. I'm doing this because I love talking to features and checking out tongues.
Well, we appreciate it so much.
Gotcha. Okay, well, all of the What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcasts, including the Panda Top 20, Bubbling Under, Off the Charts, Flashback Friday, Classic Rock Remixes, and Behind the Curtain can be found at whatshotitsc.com. Sierra, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to What's Hot in the Strip Clubs with Danny Myers and Alon Fong, presented by Panda and Strip Joints Music. You can find us on all major podcast platforms. Thanks for listening.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.